Outside the box, trying to hold fast in a political crisis. Today's topic is power grab. Yes, I believe there is a power grab being attempted in this country. A just elected U.S. president wants to seize control of as much political power as possible, bypassing courts and especially Congress. The U.S. government is sometimes described as a three-legged stool, with approximately equal power divided among the Congress, which makes the laws and policies, the president and executive branch, which is supposed to carry those out, and the judicial branch, which interprets those laws and policies. It's supposed to create checks and balances, so none of the three branches can function properly without the other two. All three branches exist to benefit the entire nation, not just what one president demands. However, the new president is trying to bypass Congress through executive orders and by preventing funding and implementation of programs. Essentially, he's trying to make Congress irrelevant by limiting or eliminating what lawmakers do. As Angus King, U.S. Senator from Maine, stated, quote, "If it stands, then Congress may as well adjourn, because the implication of this is the executive can pick and choose which congressional enactments they will execute," end quote. Examples of attempts to bypass Congress include the elimination of DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion programs throughout the government and ending USAID, Agency for International Development, as a separate agency, or to make it a tiny, tiny part of the Department of State. This change may result in many thousands of deaths. There may also be land grabs with proposals for the U.S. to annex land in Panama, Greenland, Canada, and Gaza. The new administration has also tried to suspend, temporarily unsuccessfully, federal funding of as much as $2 to $3 trillion for practically every federal grant and loan program. It has created fear among federal grant recipients, most of whom are unwilling to speak out against a president who may withhold a needed check. The will of the American people is primarily expressed through the wide variety of programs that are currently funded by Congress. Presidential priorities would only be a very narrow sliver, at most, of what is currently funded. Priorities based on what most consider harmful prejudices and misguided notions. To suggest that all federal program funding should be approved by a very narrow-minded president is a violation of the separation of the lawmaking part of the government, Congress, from the implementation of those laws, the president. A three-legged stool trying to balance on only two legs cannot continue to stand. Similarly, a government without a somewhat representative body making laws and policies will then devolve into a few mostly unelected people making those laws. Putting too much power to choose or reject in the hands of one person, the president, or even including an unelected group of cabinet officials and other agency heads, creates a two-legged stool of autocracy, a fancy word for a dictatorship, where a small group of mostly wealthy oligarchs call the shots. If it sounds like Vladimir Putin's control of the government of Russia, you may be onto something. The U.S. government is already run by mostly wealthy congresspeople, but the new president has brought with him many million and billionaires, making it even less representative of the public at large. Instead of centralizing power in a dictatorship or authoritarian rule, we should be dispersing power more to millions of people instead of too much to just a bully president. In the meantime, we can also say no to any attempts to take more power by the president. He can only hold power if others, the public, Congress, media, courts, let that happen. How would you feel if the U.S. devolved into an authoritarian dictatorship? I'm Larry Danziger, doing what I can so this country maintains some democracy.